Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to the interview from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
Before COVID, like the last time we watched a movie together, because we used to come in here in the basement and we'd watch it and then we record. That's back when we took notes, air quotes notes, but because we had just watched the movie, it was still fresh in our minds. Now
we would usually do like we'd have like three or four notes on a page, and that was it because everything else we were thinking about right then and there.
Yeah,
and now I get things like this because I need to make sure I remember all the terrible shit that happened.
Well, it also doesn't help that we watch the movies. We don't watch the movies same day anymore. We tend because we have such busy lives. I have to watch it a few days in advance.
And I had to watch it a few days across. Holy shit. Okay, so I have to a little disclaimer here.
Okay.
I started watching this movie on my TV. And then I had stopped watching it on the TV and moved to my phone, and I had to click the link that you sent me.
Yeah.
The first one that I was watching would have gotten at least 2 points lower of a score. Because all the boob parts were cut out. It shows her walking into the strip club. It doesn't show the part where the dancer dances. And then it shows like her going back into the back room with the dude. And then it doesn't show the dancer again. And then it shows her partner like breaking in. And cuts all that out. And then when she basically rapes that dude later on.
Not basically.
It's trigger rape. Warning. Yeah. It goes to her like unbuttoning his pants, and then when she does this, it goes to the scene of her getting her suit back out of the trash can.
Oh, like, wow.
It cuts everything out of that.
Wait,
speaking
getting her
of
suit out of the trash can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of scene. What the hell? Yeah. Okay.
So I finished watching the movie, like I said, and then I went back and watched on my phone because you guys had said something about a strip club, and I'm like, man, I was like, I didn't see shit for the strip club. So I was like, well, maybe they watched a different version. So I went back and watched it, and then I had to go back through and watch the last half of the movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So we watched a terrible movie today. We watched Black Sport.
Well, let Chuck do a thing.
No, go ahead, Ron. This seems like you're kind of show. So
okay, this should have been my kind of show. There was, you know, nudity.
This was a softcore pornography. Like, right? let's okay, that so, there is a okay disclaimer.
Exactly
brother sisters, gender resistors. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Book Rundown presents Rundown Reviews. We are very confused, gentlemen. Talking about the movie Black Scorpion, which apparently was on Showtime.
Came out in 1995.
Oh my
Showtime
god, that makes
exclusive,
so much sense.
Right?
However, we watched it on YouTube. So shout out to the boobs still on YouTube for some reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will say,
and
so when I first...
couple pairs, I will say.
They were decent.
Listen, this was a movie made for me. We had rock hard 90s fake titties. Like, yeah. I was full on board.
So when I first clicked the link, when I watched this movie, I went on YouTube, I typed in Black Scorpion 1995 because there is a Black Scorpion or the Black Scorpion movie from the 50s, like late 50s,
did
that
you
I saw.
A sequel?
There's a sequel. It is on the list.
To
sadly.
This.
Yes. Yes, I know.
And getting franchise season 2, we'll be watching the entire series of the television show that was also made.
Oh my god.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's
I
a...
I want to be there for that. Not going to lie.
The 50s one, Mystery Science Theater 3000 did a knockoff of that, and I was really excited when I first saw that they did an episode covering Black Scorpion, but then I looked into it and it was the 50s one. I got kind of sad because I knew this was gonna be a bad movie and I wanted some good comedy with it. This is not a great movie, but anyway, so I clicked the link. The first link that came up, it said Black Scorpion the movie, or Black Scorpion 1995. I can't remember which one. I hit play. It is not the Black Scorpion. It's starting out in this desert with a bunch of army people going into this cave, digging up something. I don't know what they're doing. Emily's watching with me. She is really mad because none of the army people were actually doing anything in regulation, and because she's ex-army. And all of a sudden, there's this giant monster-sized black scorpion that pops up and starts killing people. I'm like, okay, this is weird, but okay, whatever. And then as soon as everybody's dead, the title comes up. It's called The Vortex. I'm like, wait, what the fuck is this? I watched like 10 minutes of the wrong movie because they named it wrong on YouTube.
The second one. Black Scorpion 2, The Vortex.
Oh?
I'm pretty sure the second one is called Black Scorpion 2, The Vortex. But I could be wrong. But I felt like I had seen that same thing, but it said Black Scorpion 2. But we watched the original Black Scorpion from 95. Disclaimer, listen, this was a, like, this was some, there was some stuff in this. There's like a sex scene that frankly goes too long. And I can't believe I'm ever going to say that ever in my life. But collectively, that scene is about 4 minutes longer than it needs to be. Shout out.
Right. And then the ending where she tases him.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he's gone. Like, clearly he's gonna come, and she just blasts him in the heart with apparently a shock ring that she has.
She put batteries in. Runs on batteries. Okay, sure.
And what? And also burns her insignia of a black scorpion, which she's only a black scorpion because her father tells a story, the story of the frog and the scorpion.
Uh-huh.
And that it's just... because the frog betrays, or the scorpion betrays the frog, and he asks why he did it. The scorpion's response is, because it's in my nature.
Yep.
And the whole premise of the story is that sometimes people do things not because they want to, but because they just inherently do it because it's just how they were grown, or
like her in their nature.
Yeah, like,
or like her dad shooting a doctor.
To be fair, she was kind of sexually assaulted in the beginning of this movie. When she was undercover as a cop.
True.
Trying to break down a pimp kingpin?
Well, so
murderer.
Yeah, they were pretty positive that this pimp was murdering some of the ladies of the night.
Escorts.
Haven't had a good lady of the night in a while, so.
You shouldn't either. You've got Emily and she's wonderful.
She is.
I don't have anyone, so slide into my DMs over at Kicked Out of the Hood, No Ian Kicked. I will take any mistress of the night, okay?
Very good, very good. I don't even know where to start with any of this. So bringing up the strip club.
I was going to say bringing up the story.
Okay, well, we'll get there in a second. Yeah. But bringing up strip club, like I said, Emily was watching this with me. And she was watching it, I'm using air quotes here. She was playing on her phone. Because she didn't have to watch it. She was just...
Sure.
It was either watch this or watch Pet Sematary, the remake. And she's like, let's watch Black Scorpion. So, yeah. So she's watching it, air quotes, and we get to the strip club. And she's like, man, we used to be a proper country where, you know, you could have full-on breasts just out there and just... in a strip club and be great.
I mean, you still can have that in strip clubs, just not here in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Nope. Definitely not in Indiana.
Well, but actually, I'm pretty sure it's just Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I haven't been to a strip club in Indy, so I don't know.
I think it was our mayor that did it because he was pissed off at Club 44 because their sign had like the little half-naked woman on it.
Is he pissed off that he got pulled over with somebody that wasn't his wife? That happens.
That doesn't surprise me.
From the club, probably?
Maybe. I mean, he died like last year, so it's whatever. Not a big deal. But,
yeah. Yeah, and yet his reign of tyranny still echoes through Fort Wayne, Indiana.
All right, so this is my run for office here, guys. Vote me in and I will get us tits back in the strip club.
Bring back the nudity.
Bring back the titties. And not just the titties. But the thongs, because they also have to wear boy shorts now to cover their entire butt.
Really?
Yep.
I mean, I stopped going into a strip club years ago when the last stripper that I had on me, like dancing on me, she had a Deathly Hollows tattoo.
No, that's like, how you say it in the country, Joey. Deathly Hollows.
Tattoos like on her, like tramp stamp on her back. And I'm like, oh, that's, I really like that too. You know, I really want to read the books. And she's like, they're books. And I'm like, okay, here's my dollar.
Leave it to the sweet innocence of Joey to want to talk about Harry Potter to the stripper.
It could have been worse. We have seen worse.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
We know a guy that used to go in and put Legos together.
Joey did that?
No, not me.
Oh.
It was a guy that we know. Well, I guess. I don't really know him anymore, but
I haven't talked to him in years.
Yeah, no, I haven't been to a strip club pre-COVID.
Yeah, same. Agreed. Yeah. I know one of the times I went, when I had a longer beard, one of them was like messing with it, and Emily got really pissed, which is fair.
I remember one time I was at a strip club with Joey, and this guy that we know had rented out the VIP section, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was this stripper that Joey had gotten a lap dance from, because, you know, they were making their way around there. And after she got on with him, she walks over towards me, and Joey's just over here. She's like, do you want a lap dance? Joey's over here going. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm good for now. And she's like, okay, bye. And Joey comes, like, sets back, and he's like, dude, that was the worst-smelling woman I have ever been around.
Yeah. It wasn't great. I remember that. Because I think Mito was there, too, and he also got a dance from her.
Oh, shit. Good times.
Oh, man. Anyway, so, okay, story for this movie. We're done with our strip club stories. Yeah.
So, okay, so when he gets ready to tell her the story of the scorpion and the frog, and she's like, what's a scorpion? That girl is like 8 to 10 years old. How does she not know what a scorpion is?
Because she lived in the city.
He also describes it as a spider?
Yeah, a big scary spider.
Incorrect. It is not a spider.
Maybe they, oh my God, I just realized something. They're just idiots. And it's genetic.
I mean, again, this guy, to take out two bad guys, he shot a doctor. So, like, yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah, anyway, so the heroes in this are actually not heroes at all.
No, God, they're
murderers and rapists and, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not, like, I can't figure out who this was made for. In 95...
This was made for dudes that have dommy mommy kinks, but the people that wrote it don't know how that actually works. So they're like, oh, so like slap her in some black leather and have her, you know, sexually assault this dude. Okay.
Well, and you've got a figure. Like,
I guess not even leather, it's PVC, but you know.
It's 1995. Like, we've had Batman come out, we've had Superman. We've had, I'm trying to think what else, like the made for TV Captain America,
Incredible Hulk
series. We haven't really had, I mean, we had the Wonder Woman TV show, but we haven't really had a lot of female led media. I think Xena was maybe on at this time. That was early 90s, right?
95 to 2000, I think.
Okay. So then Hercules was on and Xena was there. At times, but like we haven't really had a ton of female driven leads. So that alone, did not help it one bit. But again, this was a made for TV movie over on Showtime.
Yeah. So, Showtime. So it wasn't Skinamax, it was Hotime.
No, okay. Showtime. Because I'm pretty positive, and I could be misquoting, but I'm pretty positive the TV series was for Showtime. I thought originally it was on Showtime.
Oh, so there's going to be a bunch of titties in the TV series, too.
Probably. It's up on YouTube. We'll find it.
This was Roger Corman's character? So, you know, obviously we do stuff based off comic books. I was curious if this was to the material that it was coming from, or they just grabbed an IP and then made a porno out of it. I'm just surprised that it's awesome. Roger Corman's.
Yeah, I kept seeing that he had a hand in this, and I was like, how? Like, he actually has some good shit. But then like again, what? Stan Lee had some good shit back in the 60s. And then when you get to his stuff,
Mosaic.
Yeah. They get to his stuff in the 90s and 2000s, and they're like, but then again, also, he got treated really like shit. He was all, especially Marvel after he retired, was just all like, hey, you're important to us. We're basically going to drag your dead body out everywhere we can to make money. There's a whole documentary that came out at this time. It would have been a month or two back. So by the time this episode airs, it would have been like a month or two back. Maybe 2 months back, because it's like a month back from here. And it's terrible. Like Stan Lee was not treated right there toward the end of his life, and it's not great. You're gonna cry. Yeah, right? Yeah, Marvel just kind of totally fucked him.
Yeah, I just heard stories though that he was an old dude that kind of harassed the nurses at the place he was at, but doesn't surprise me. Here's the thing that I find really interesting. There are two Black Scorpions. One that looks like pretty much it was just the Green Hornet, but a Black Scorpion instead of a Green Hornet, because he even has a sidekick. And then there is the Black Scorpion, which is the movie was based off of. And it looked, the suit is very comically accurate, almost to a T.
Okay.
So that's at least, hey, we got that. At least the outfit was the same.
Yay.
As we will cover in Bingo, superhero makes their own costume.
Mm-hmm.
Made this costume very quickly, despite the fact that there was really nothing to it. How did she craft that helmet?
The helmet is the big one, because obviously the costume itself, she just reused her her Lady of the Night outfit. Mm-hmm. The mask is where it comes into the question, how she had the ability to make that. Also, and then because she's apparently a scientist, she makes that ring that we talked about earlier that not only could shock you when it touches you, but also send electricity lightning bolts out of it, which was really weird.
Yeah, also gave her the ability to jump.
Yeah. Because that's how lightning works, is it propulses you forward.
And she's not the only one who does it. Because the bad guy, Dr. Foom or whatever his name is, or
I call him Cyrax or Timu Cyrax from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he is Timu Cyrax.
His name was Breathtaker, Mr. Breathtaker, or something like that.
Yeah, which is so fucking dumb. Also, I'm also pretty positive that
he's an asthmatic. Oh.
That literally no one outside of Darcy ever changed their clothes. Like, we're going on like 3 or 4 different days in this movie, and I'm pretty certain everybody had the same outfits on the entire time.
Well, that's not true. We know that Michael, that's his name, right? Her partner?
Walker? No, wait. No, hold on. Razor? That's not right. Maybe
whatever his name is, he changes his clothes because Michael. After she bangs him, he has to get a different suit out.
Does he?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Then we got two people.
I like that she bangs him fully clothed. That he's fully clothed. She keeps the mask on. Although, by the way, I think she punches him because he was trying to reach for her mask. And that's why she punched him. Right when he was about to climax.
Okay. You mean when she electrocuted him?
Yeah, like in the chest. Like she literally kind of killed the dude.
Yeah.
Because you can't electric punch somebody in the heart and then just like serve like just have them survive that, but whatever. But he was fully clothed when they were banging, which I thought was really funny. And then he wakes up in the most ridiculous pair of white boxers I've ever seen. I don't even really understand what, like, they were, looked like they were probably made of burlap because they were so like thick and heavy. And pressed. Who presses their underwear?
This guy, apparently.
Like, he had, like pressing creases. I did not understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So, along with her mask, where did she get that whip club thing?
Oh, she made that. She picked up the taser off the ground, and she made it out of that.
Off the taser?
That's what it looked like to me. I thought, I don't know.
Okay.
Dude, look, I honestly, I don't know. because I also asked where the mask came from, because she had all the other pieces. Also, every character in this movie is some kind of stereotypical cliche of whatever they're supposed to be.
Well, yeah, it's the 90s.
But, like, this is, like, if this is your normal cliche, like, they're, like, at this level of, like, clicheing everything. Like, the captain that's always grumpy about something and smokes cigarettes constantly.
Okay.
Even with a gas mask on.
Yeah. I did like his character. By the way, he is, like, somebody actually fucking important in the, like, more, like, he's in a bunch of stuff. But I thought, like, I actually kind of enjoyed his character, like, when he was just like, I need a smoke, and he already had one in his, like, in his mouth as he was saying this.
Or when,
like,
he's talking about quitting smoking, and then he was still, you know.
Smoking? Yeah, he's like, I quit smoking this morning while also still having a cigarette. Yes. I thought he was really good. I liked that character. I thought he was kind of the shining light in the terrible acting that was going on in this movie. By the way, everybody's a terrible. This was like acting. This was like pornography level acting.
Yeah, that's like, okay, that's how I described it to my girlfriend. I was like, it's basically porn level acting with TV shows, one episode budget stretched throughout a whole movie.
Yep.
Well, and now that you know it came from Showtime, that explains it.
Yeah. Oh, but the point I was trying to make of the
was in RoboCop 2.
Who was Captain?
The police captain guy that Chuck said was.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought we've seen him.
He was before. RoboCop 2.
Yeah.
I'm working on making a list of where everybody's at. It's slow going because we have 150 movies to go through.
But to double back onto your, like, the ultimate cliches, you have to remember this was 95 on Showtime. So the only people that were going to watch this were, like, well off white people who thought that all these stereotypes were really funny.
Right.
Yeah.
You're probably, they were literally, they were just, and particularly men, you know what I mean? Probably more conservative men.
Oh, 100%.
So like, there's a, like, that is their market, and they absolutely fucking made a movie for them. Crazy stereotypes, hot woman who's like a dominating.
Also, you know, why did they not give her at least a little bit of like
training,
fighting training?
Yeah, because when she is like sitting there, when she's punching that punching bag, it is terrible.
Oh, yeah. She did. She could not throw. She could not throw a punch to save her life.
Nope.
Well, nope. Even when she was like, when she was fighting the two wrestler girls, like, it basically, it reminded me of Ninja Turtles, where like the bad guys had to come and attack them so that they or had to move around their moves so that it looked like they were fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. This was, so like that part I also thought was interesting. So Dr. Breathtaker or whatever his fucking name is, comes and he gathers like a plethora of goons, right?
Asthmatic goons.
And we have the two wrestlers, mm-hmm, who are female, who wear their gear all the time. First off, Cardinal Sin, never wear your gear outside of
again, everybody outside of three people apparently have one outfit.
Yep. Wearing the pads that drove me nuts. Anyway, so there was those two. There was like the stereotypical kung fu guy who was in the movie earlier.
Yeah, he was in the police station earlier.
Yeah.
And I thought they shot him, so I was confused why he showed back up.
Oh, he's fine. He gets shot all the time.
Apparently. Then there's the... I don't remember if they actually did or not, but I just remember watching that part and going, did they shoot that guy?
Well, because I know he tried escaping, and I thought like she kicked him or something.
I don't know. I thought she did stop him, but okay. I don't really know. And then they have like, was he a pharmacist or something? The old guy?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, but he wasn't asthmatic and he didn't have to do what that guy told him to, and then he kills him, right?
Right. But I liked that character because it felt a little meta. I thought that was there was like a little bit of in this movie where like they would drop little bits of like, we know that this movie is fucking terrible. We are making it to cash a fucking check. And like, I felt like that character kind of was just in there. I felt like the wrestlers and in the second scene also were kind of the same way.
Oh yeah, they were definitely there.
100%. Like when they were trying to tag each other in and stuff when they were fighting.
Yeah, like, okay, I get the bit. This is a real life fight. You don't have to tag in.
Right.
What are you doing?
But you know what? That is if that is not
that trope. Yeah.
Yeah. If that is not the most kayfabe thing ever of you're in a real fight, but you still are going to follow the wrestling rules because you're wrestlers. Oh, you know, I'm kind of coming around on this movie now.
I mean, knowing exactly what it is. Yes. Like,
yeah,
it's you could see, you could find gold if you look deep enough.
You're not wrong.
I
will say I did not watch it. So there was a moment where I started watching this at the gym. I started it at the gym. Okay. Okay. And it took 3.5 minutes to get through the just the intro, like the opening credits. It took like three and a half, almost 4 minutes. And it was just the blur, like they were blurring streetlights of cars driving past and stuff.
Yeah,
and I was just like, yeah, it was like a really long time, and I just went, yeah, I'm not fucking watching this right now. I'll just watch it later. And I turned it off because I was on the elliptical too, so it wasn't even like I could realistically pay attention because I was doing more active work than I if I was just on the treadmill. And now I'm glad I turned it off because that gym was full. Somebody would have seen some tits. I would have been like, sir, you cannot be watching this in public. And I would be like, you are absolutely correct. My deepest apologies. I'm the problem here today. I agree.
I love it.
So at the beginning of the movie, when they're shooting the guns in the cars, right?
Okay.
When they're shooting at the cops and like in the chase scene, right?
Yeah.
Those revolvers, they never reload. They're just constantly shooting them.
I said the same thing.
And oh, yeah, they stop for a second. Infinite ammo cheat on.
Yeah. And then when she is undercover and she keeps going like this to talk to her partner.
Yeah.
And it's like, what hooker is going to be talking on an earpiece in the 90s? A cop. That's what kind of hooker.
Literally. And she didn't have a pager, which would have been the one thing that they would have had, like 100%. So,
Yep.
Yeah. So let's talk about Argyle. Garrett,
dude, Garrett looks Morris. So familiar.
Garrett
he's
Morris.
From he's from he's I think he might be in Friday, but I know him from the Jamie Foxx show.
Okay. He was also like one of the original cast members of Saturday Night Live.
Oh no shit.
Yeah. At least early years anyway.
I didn't watch that long. Like that would have been
that's when I looked up IMDb, that was what he was most famous for. Like that was known for. I mean, but yes, he's been in a ton of work. He's an actor. We've seen him. I mean, we haven't seen him on this show yet. He's a working actor, definitely. But him being a car thief for one, and then when he is able to give her car a makeover, which is ultimately just making a whole brand new car.
No.
I'm like,
it's the same car. He just polished.
No, it's not. It is
and made it a newer model. Okay, it's fine.
Mm.
And then he put a magical box in it that changed the entire layout. And why the fuck did the mirrors go from here to here?
That makes no sense.
What are you doing in my swamp? Like it was like Shrek's fucking ears on the car. Like I didn't. It was so dumb.
It was supposed to be the scorpion's claws or eyes or something.
Oh,
you're right about something.
Listen, it doesn't make any goddamn sense because he's like, "Oh yeah, we found this like military prototype camouflage armor that would change," and then he like switches it and it just completely morphs the car. It doesn't change color.
Yeah.
It morphs the car into a different car.
It turns.
It doesn't just change the car. Yeah. Right, but it doesn't just change the color and it keeps the car. The car literally becomes a different make and model.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But also, the computer
that she has in there that can just magically collect all the data from everywhere.
And yeah, yeah, no, yo. No, no. You gotta say no, yo.
Yeah, you gotta say yo, Rod. What? That's the magic word? Are they trying to, like, were they trying to make her, like, what? Hit to the streets well, hold or something? On,
hold on. Because, well, how do when, you, he, hey, when he
how
said...
How do you get your phone to activate, to voice activation?
I don't, because I don't like AI.
But what are you supposed to say when you're getting, like...
Nothing, because I don't want to actually ruin our listeners.
Hey, say, Siri?
Yeah, or you say, okay, Google, right?
So or that hey, was Alexa? Yo.
Yeah, and that's what the yo was for this. It was the call word for the computer to activate. This movie is actually so beyond its time.
Ahead of its time, you mean?
Beyond its time.
Beyond its time.
Yeah, that's like being ahead of it. It's so far past it that
it okay. comes back around and it's actually behind.
No. Beyond doesn't mean behind. Beyond the horizon is past the horizon, guys. Beyond is ahead.
Yeah, but the world is a circle. So, you know what I mean? You go so far beyond that you come right back to where you were in your existence.
The world is actually a sphere, not a circle, flat earth fucker.
I didn't say it was flat. I just said it was a circle.
Excuse me.
I did like though how Argyle was like he thought Black Scorpion was actually a black lady, and I don't know, I just kind of found that funny.
Okay.
White Black Scorpion.
Okay, I did enjoy Argyle in that level, but my dude, sir, you thought she was black? You can see 90% of her body. No. She's clearly white.
That was before he actually saw her, I think.
No, it wasn't.
Well, no, because I think he didn't know.
He didn't know that it was her because he knew who she was before because he did like work for her or something
like
that.
Yeah, she arrested him or helped him out.
Busting him.
Right. Yes. But he had seen Black Scorpion prior to her revealing that it was her.
Yeah.
And he so he knew that she was white.
Yes.
And he's just like, God damn, a fucking white girl? You kidding me? She goes by Black Scorpion and she's white? Like, that is a running joke through this entire thing. It's Argyle can't fathom the idea that Black Scorpion is a white woman.
That's and why he calls her White Black Scorpion.
I know, but then he's also telling people, like, yo, she's. You know, she's white. It's like, yeah, open your eyes, old man. Like, what are you talking about?
It was the face mask that threw him off.
There's a part of me that thinks that is technically blackface. Like, what are we doing here in this movie in 95? Well,
I mean, to Argyle, it was because he thought she was black. So,
I mean, don't know because she doesn't also like ever like she like laughs at it like she thinks it's funny. I don't it's super this movie is bad yo
yeah yeah
I mean yeah oh the part where she's that oh the yo part was when they figured out how to actually make the oil slick happen
based
from the back of the car.
Yeah, yeah, doing the car, make the car work.
And then she wrecked like five cop cars in the process because none of them have ever driven across a slick road before.
Well, yeah, I didn't understand because like I've driven across oil before, and it like and it doesn't does do really. That. Yeah, it doesn't ever do that.
Yeah, but if you've ever played, you know, Mario Kart or anything, and
that is a banana, you uncultured swine.
In the SNES, the original Mario Kart, you
there
had oil
were spots on the track that had oil. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Spin you out.
Nobody played that.
Oh, that game's great. What are you talking about?
Mario Kart 64 is the only one that.
So, Mario Kart 64 is great. Although I'm a big Double Dash fan myself for the GameCube.
Anyway.
So the mayor when he's with the hooker and the guys like try to attack his car, and the dude literally just rips the hood open, and then like pulls his battery out.
Yeah.
Like
that's fine.
He would have had to have punched his fingers underneath the hood to get a hold of the hood and then rip the steel the hook off of that to get it to open.
No, see, what you didn't see is while the mayor was starting to fool around with whomever that was, he accidentally popped it. Like his foot kicked the lever, which
that's how those work.
Yep, totally.
Because I've opened my gas tank that way a couple of times before. Gas tank's
different with the hood, especially older cars like that. You actually had to grab a hold of that fucker and pull it so that the wire would release the mechanism on it.
Yeah, I had to do it. It was a brand new car on mine.
That was a brand new car he was in because he's the mayor. So
yeah, and it would have been a 95. It still
worked fine. Like it actually worked like it was supposed to when it first
came
off
the line.
But you
still had to pull those fuckers and move. Like you were actually pulling the wire that was attached to.
Yeah, his foot wrapped around it and like pulled it out.
Shut up, Joey. People like you are the reason why the streets aren't safe for criminals anymore. Okay.
Okay.
That's one of the lines in the movie that Argyle says to her. He's like, "It was getting to be where the streets weren't safe for criminals anymore until the white black scorpion came around."
Oh yeah, because he's talking to somebody and they're just like, she's doing the job of the cops or something like that, and he was just like, "Yeah, now it's not safe for us criminals to be out there. It was getting unsafe out there." Argyle is kind of an awesome character. Like him and the goons are like really like top notch acting in this movie. You know who was
they're the only ones that didn't take it seriously?
Yeah.
Everybody else was trying to treat this like it was a serious, like, blockbuster production and not a Skinamax or Showtime movie.
Yeah, Breathtaker is real bad.
Also like, there makes no sense.
Well, right? Yeah, it didn't make any sense. I didn't understand his motivation or why he had asthma now.
Well, he got shot through both of his lungs.
He got shot up here. It is, like, right by his shoulder.
But apparently went through both of his lungs.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And then he had to use his special mechanical devices to keep himself alive, and he just wanted everybody else to suffer the way that he suffered. Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Also, her boyfriend, the cop that she assaults. How did those guys ever get there to be his backup when all he said was officer needs assistance? Didn't tell what officer he was. Didn't tell where he was at.
Maybe he's got a tracking beacon up his ass or something. I don't know.
I mean, you never know.
Oh, speaking of tracking beacons up asses. one thing, Ron, you are incorrect. The world is not a sphere. The world is a cube, according to the digital map that pops up when it's in the
that
car.
That was just the city, I thought. But yes, it does pop up.
Yeah, that
up,
was just the city.
But it's like a cube, and he's just like, wow, we could really use this type of technology at the precinct. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, you dork. I can't stand people who are like, when you have something that's cool, but you also like a coworker and you have something that from your personal life that is rad, and they're just like, wow, we could use that kind of thing at our job. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Let me just have this. Let me have this cool thing and stop ruining it with work. I'm not on the clock right now.
But also the fact that I spent my own money on that, and the job, which has more money, could easily buy it, but they don't. Maybe go bitch to them about it, not me.
Yup.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not really totally sure I understood the love relationship between these two.
He didn't want her.
But why?
No, I don't think that's right.
Before she was Black Scorpion, he just wanted to make sure that she was never getting into trouble because he didn't think she could handle herself.
Hmm.
She was absolutely infatuated with him. Hence the rapey scene. And then he was in love with the Black Scorpion because he's actually a bottom and not a top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That tracks.
So it's like kind of the Batman thing where like the woman doesn't love Bruce Wayne because they're in love with Batman, which ironically came out in 95 because we saw that in Batman Forever.
Yeah. I thought that was 97. No, 97 was Robin. Batman and Robin. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
There's also a part in there where the one, like one of his, like their cop, like coworkers or whatever, is talking about the Black Scorpion. And he's like, I drill her like an oil derrick in the back 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just before she goes and rapes Michael. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, because she's right behind him when he says that. And she gets this pissed off look. And then she goes and fucks this dude against his will.
Yeah.
And she is a predator. All right.
Oh, yeah, but it was the persona.
No, the persona woman. She's cool. Like, it's cool. That,
but then she gaslights him with actual gas.
Right? When at the very end of the movie, when he's going to leave because of everything that's happened, literally everything she did to him, and she puts the gas mask on him, and he magically forgets literally the last, like, 2 days. It's like, what?
Yeah. And then he's like, what's this gas mask doing there? And she's like, oh, you don't remember?
Very... Emily, by this point, Emily had passed out, and
she woke up
at the very end, and she's like, so what happened? I'm like, well, she raped the guy. She raped him. She's like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, she straight up raped him. She's not great.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't bring up the fact, like, when she reveals that it's her. He isn't like, yo, you punched me in the fucking heart with a taser when we were having sex that I was not consenting to. Like, he never brings any of that up. Well, of course,
he was afraid of her at this point in time. Well,
I also think he was. He wanted to
getting away.
I think he wanted to, but they had to go and stop Dr. Not Evil or whatever his name was. Breathtaker, whatever. So, like, they didn't have time to actually talk about it. I guess.
I feel like they could have found time. I feel like they could have made it kind of important.
No, she had just punched him again.
Yeah, that's true. Wrong. Did the Phantom also come out around this time? Is that why she has a insignia ring that probably punches?
Because Phantom comes out 96, so we are getting close to it because that's actually coming up on the list.
Nice. I haven't watched that movie in decades.
Yeah, because this one came out. What did this come out in?
Hold 95.
On. Yes, but I meant what month? I want to say it's later. Hold on. Yeah, August. Yeah, this is actually our last movie for 95.
Nice.
Oh, we're getting on my favorite time.
We're closing
in. My favorite era of movies is slowly coming to an end.
Oh, no.
Oh, bummer.
But yeah, that's all my notes.
Yeah, that's all mine. We've kind of went through most of mine. Oh, last one I have is that this is when the mayor was getting ready to bone whomever. That the Angel City is kind of a horny city. Because by that point, we've had so many people trying to have sex with so many other people. And that's even before we get her later on with Michael. So
yeah.
Also, I've written down cop with an Uzi.
Yeah, because why not?
Yeah,
I mean, look, you gotta have the guns that the prop studio has. So
yeah, that's fair. All righty. Right. Well, for kill count, I've got a total of 17. I also have a total of 11 from the first 10 minutes of the first movie I was watching.
I mean, you might as well throw them in there. Why not?
And also, the second Scorpion movie or Black Scorpion movie is called Aftershock, not The Vortex.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
While I was looking up some stuff, I came across that and I just couldn't say it. So, yeah.
Yeah, there was that. I'm not looking forward to watching the second movie. When? How long do we have before that comes up?
Not very long, actually. That one came out in 1997, so we'll get to it in a couple months. There's also a third one, which I don't know if that was a couple of the episodes put together because it's called Return of the Black Scorpion, but it came out the same year as the show, so I have to do a little bit of digging to see if it's because it's the same actress from the TV show. So I don't know if there is some correlation there. If it's like the movie that leads into the show kind of a thing, you know? So
yeah, true.
We'll get there. Eventually. We'll get time.
hopefully in hopefully that one actually isn't a movie and it was just like a couple episodes, so we don't have to watch it as a movie.
Well, and funny enough, according to IMDb, so this one had gotten 4.6 stars out of 10. Black Scorpion 2 got 3.7 out of 10. But the return of Black Scorpion, or Black Scorpion Returns, sorry, got a 7.8. So apparently people like that one a lot.
Oh, well, maybe we do need to watch that one then. Maybe that one just got more nudity in it.
Again, I think it might actually just be a couple episodes of the show. But it was, it's couched as a movie. So I'll do a little bit more digging and figure that one out.
All right. Well, until that time, our bingo. Oh, wait, did we have any lost limbs?
No, we had lost costume that got brought back. Also, the little not hobo. Yeah, I guess it was a hobo who found the costume, and she is like, "Hey, can I get that back?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm just looking for the naked lady still." And she just like grabs the costume and runs. That was a joke, lady.
I thought he was funny. That was a pretty good joke.
I didn't laugh, but I'm like, that was kind of a bad joke.
So. All right, anyway. So we've got Dead Parents, we've got Love Triangle with Yourself, we've got Government Interference, Comic Logic, Unexplainable Science, Hero Designs, Costume, Hero Kills, Nudity, Misogyny, A Fight for Control, Something, and Origin Reveal.
Okay, two bingos, I like it.
Chuck? Strong Cape.
I mean, okay, I don't love this, like, I felt like I was watching a Bible Man movie.
No, wow, okay.
Like the, both in the quality that it was produced and the special effects.
Oh, Bible Man, I should put that on the list.
And yet,
I don't think that's based on a comic book.
No, anyway. there were Bible Man comic books. I know.
I said I don't think that was based on a comic book show.
It's a TV show.
It's not a movie. It's a TV show.
Yes.
Oh darn.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it's
they definitely released VHS tapes of one episode at a time then.
Yeah, it was a TV series in 95. So like we would be at the right time.
They probably had the same budget, which is wild to think about. But it doesn't look good. I can't imagine that it looked good back then, but maybe. But it looks
for terrible. Showtime, probably, you know, like if you think about it like that.
But we also didn't really get a lot of special effects. We pretty much just got the lightning and the car transformation, which looked bad.
Yeah.
The CGI like map looked bad.
Like everything else was actually
practical. And like but also the practical stuff looked bad. Breathtaker's suit is atrocious. It looked like they took like a catcher's from that era, like a catcher from a baseball game, outfit, and just painted it.
And a costume Darth Vader mask, and they just pulled the front of it off.
Yeah, it was. Like, I don't know.
The head and the eyes were shaped.
Also, his cape doesn't start at his shoulders; it starts like at his shoulder blades, which was weird.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm going to say like 4 out of 10 Spawn Capes. It's bad. It's real bad.
Yeah. Alrighty. So not a Muppet. Whoa. Oh yeah. Sorry. You could have still done Not a Muppet before. Whatever. Go ahead.
No. Boob count goes first.
Boob count goes first.
We have a boob count of 4 and a butt count of 1. Because she was nude when she was writing him against his will.
I know 3 in particular. The second stripper on stage, I'm pretty sure was the same.
It's
one.
The same stripper.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hers and the stripper, and that's it.
You forgot the one that Easy Street was trying to get with.
Yeah.
When she breaks in. Oh, because you don't have that. You didn't see that scene when you first watched it. Okay.
Yeah.
There's six sets.
Gotcha.
Three sets. My bad.
And then we obviously had one butt.
Yeah.
All right, not a Muppet, Joey.
I mean, the obvious answer is Black Scorpion, but
specifically just Black Scorpion. When she is Darcy or whatever the hell her name is,
yeah,
she's a Muppet. But when she is Black Scorpion, she is the woman.
Now, I would like we could also go with Michael being not a Muppet, because then it'd be really weird that he got raped by a Muppet. But the same time, I do like the fact of her dad not being a Muppet, because that means he killed a couple Muppets being an asshole. Well, sure. But also, like, he gets killed by that Muppet DA, which is fun.
Okay, that's fair.
So that's my saying. But
Chuck, what do you think?
I think I'm gonna go with your theory of only when she's the Black Scorpion is she not a Muppet, because that also means that not only did she bang a Muppet, raped a Muppet, but then she also punched a Muppet in the heart, which realistically would have made him like combust, because that's cloth.
But also she would have gotten her ass kicked by two Muppet wrestlers.
Yeah.
Which would have also been hilarious.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
Scores?
So Ron, is yours? Oh, yeah, yours is Black Scorpion. Sorry. All right. Yeah. Okay. So out of 10, Chuck.
All right. What so this is tough for me, because this is something I would absolutely put on and make fun of with my friends. That would score really high. But the funny part is, I'm not telling anyone that there is a ridiculously long sex scene for no reason in this movie that ends with a man, as he's about to climax and reaching for the woman's mask, gets punched in the heart and essentially defibrillated to death, and then she somehow brings him back and redresses him.
So do you suppose that she did that so that she could get hers?
Oh, like she can only climax if she electrocutes somebody?
Yeah.
Listen, we're not going to kink shame here, okay? Some of us on this planet like to be standing in a kiddie pool while somebody electrocutes us with a car battery. It is what it is, okay? I kind of get it, but that being said, you don't punch somebody in the heart. That's how I'll kill him. I'm just saying, let's practice safe BDSM. That's all I'm saying. Let's you know do what? This appropriate.
That's correct. Yeah.
That gets the Rundown Reviews stamp of approval. Practice safe BDSM.
Yeah, don't defibrillate people's hearts. That's all I'm asking.
That's for all of my listeners out there. Practice safe BDSM.
Because also, she would have been electrocuted. He was inside of her.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think she did it. I think that's how she was getting hers.
Oh, that's an idea. Okay.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Anyways,
what's your score?
Okay, it's tough, right? Because I technically would have to put this in the eights. By my old rule set, and if I'm not Joey holding myself to my own rules, then who am I as a human? However, man, this is a bad movie, but I think that it knew it was a bad movie. I think that they were just trying to make a softcore porn that was around a superhero. And also I did kind of like it. Like when you finally see the absurdity of this movie, you kind of can then like just enjoy it. I'm going to say 4.69.
Nice.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, Ron?
I did have fun with it because it was just so absurd.
Good.
So, all right. My first time watching through this movie, I did not enjoy it. I missed all the boobs because the one that I watched didn't have it. All right. And it was just a bad movie. Like, it had terrible plot, it had terrible acting, it had terrible, like, everything. And then I got to watch it with boobs, and it was still terrible,
but
there were boobs.
Yeah. But you got boobs.
So, because there were boobs, it automatically gets one extra point,
mm-hmm.
because that's how it works. So I gave this movie a 2.75.
Wow, that's a lot lower than I was expecting. Like, we didn't get just boobs. We got a full-blown, like, sex scene.
But it was disappointingly rapey sex scene.
I don't disagree with you on that. However, it was the 90s, and to them, raping men isn't real yet. So, technically, it's you're just not wrong. Sex scene.
That's still, I think that's still a thing today, bud.
I mean, yeah, but still, like, at least we admit it now. You know what I mean? Like, at least we now admit that men can be raped. We just don't care. Versus the idea of there's no way that men could be raped because they're just horn dogs who want to have sex all the time.
Question though: if instead of doing what she did, if she would have drilled him like an oil derrick in the back 40, then do you think there would have been a problem with it?
No.
Anyways, no. Joey, what's your score?
This movie was bad. It was bad. Boobs, yes, that was great. That, I guess, saved it a little bit. But for me, it is definitely... I would like to say it's down there with Catwoman, but the boobs, I guess, helps it a little bit. And it was fun. Like, I was laughing at parts. I did enjoy myself that way, but like the rape scene was like very uncomfortable because it just it was bad. I really wanted to give this lower than a 2. I still could. But I gave it a 2.05. Like, it's not, there are some very little redeeming qualities here.
I thought they were nice sized.
Yeah, that's really the only redeeming qualities.
You know, we haven't asked the question yet, but did he deserve it? Like, what was he wearing? You know, he looks nice.
That's a good point. He had a suit on.
You know?
Yeah.
He also, technically, under her impression, she knows that he loves her already. Because that happens after she tried to advance on him. Not in the suit. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And he was just like, no, sorry, I'm in love with this other woman. So then she shows up and she's just like, hi, I'm here because I know you love me and now I'm going to just take advantage of you because I know you like to be dominated and we just didn't come up. See, I just think that, again, they just weren't practicing good BDSM and they didn't have a safe word.
They didn't have the rule set up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's 95. You know what I mean? You can't write men. We've been over this. Chris, by the way, I apologize for this episode.
We should have said that at the very beginning.
Yeah.
So with our combined score, we've got a total of 3.16.
Honestly, too high. But
very. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, it's your fault, very Jeff. High. Because that puts it right behind TMNT 3. At a 3.22 and above Dr. Mordred at a 3.13.
I take it back because I would gladly watch this before I'd watch those two ever.
Really?
So,
I think I would also watch this over TMNT 3.
Here's the thing. It's also above G.I. Joe the movie, the animated movie.
Yeah,
it's above Double Dragon.
Okay.
Above Weird Science.
Now that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. It's below Toxic Avenger 2. Yeah, that tracks. Below The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
It should be below The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai. That was a fantastic movie, even if it wasn't based on a comic.
Below Toxic Avenger 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, below Trinity. Yeah, okay. Blade Trinity. Yeah, okay. Above The Shadow. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I would probably watch this again.
Maybe it's a pretty spot.
It could be a little lower, but it'll cost me a little higher. But also,
realistically speaking, if it wasn't for the fact that we had the Jotinuum scale now put into this, where it's like, fuck, would I put this on and make fun of it with my friends? I probably would score it a lot lower, but I would. Like, this is my Star Wars holiday movie that I'm putting on at the 4th of July for people.
That's fair. That's very fair.
It's all Joe's fault, is my point.
Whatever.
How did we get here, Ron? Do you ever wonder that? Do you ever stop and wonder, like, how did we get here?
Well, see, a long time ago,
Your mom dressed like the Black Scorpion and punched your dad in the heart while they were mid-coitus.
But your dad did finish, so.
That's true. And then he obviously left.
Yeah. Well, no, he didn't leave because she erased his memory, so he's staying now.
That's true.
Oh, that's true. That's true. He just found any number of other reasons to leave.
Although so, I don't think he's in the sequel, so he left at some point.
I need to know from the TV show how often she erases his memory to keep him there.
His character's gone. Like in the second movie, his character's not there. It's somebody new. So he left at some point in time.
Watch this be an Evil Dead like 2 where they just make the same movie again, just try more comedy.
You know what? If that's the case, I might enjoy it more.
I'd say it might actually be better if they aren't taking it seriously, yeah.
More longer sex scenes, probably.
As long as they're better sex scenes.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, where can they find you?
Hey, you can find me. Hey, slide into my DMs. Argue with me about whether men can actually be sexually assaulted or not, I guess. Guess what? They can. They can, and it happens.
The answer is yes.
We should absolutely fucking normalize that idea. You can find me on the internet, Kicked Out of the Hood, No Ian Kicked. You can find my hobby page on Instagram, Kicked Out of the Hobby, No Ian Kicked. And more importantly, at the end of the last Sunday of every month, you can find me on Getting Franchised here on this podcast feed. Joey and I are reviewing the latest and greatest in movie franchises. Season 1 is all about horror movies. At time of release, we will be releasing Candyman.
I believe Candyman with our fourth one, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be doing Candyman, which, spoilers, as per usual, we liked one better than the other, though they were not a remake, we found out. Watching this, we're a little confused. And at time of recording this, just a little peek behind the curtain for all of our listeners, we watched The Black Scorpion and then Pet Sematary in the 2019 remake. So we had a real fucking weird weekend. Yeah. So you all should appreciate us and go leave reviews and tell us about how great we are as human beings for putting ourselves through that for you. For your entertainment. Ronald, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Good at This Game. You can also find me on Blue Sky at Good at This Game. You can find my art on Instagram at Good Art This Game. And you can find my art also on our shirts on TeePublic and Redbubble. And I believe we definitely have a new shirt out now.
Yeah, at the time, I mean, this episode, when it drops, there is a new shirt up on TeePublic. It's for the Getting Franchised episode that will be coming out a month later. Like, I think it's the episode's coming out in June, and this episode will be hitting in May.
Yes.
Or April. No, May. Yeah, May. So, yeah, it's, you know.
Spoilers. It's my Bloody Valentine. Go buy the shirt over at TeePublic. Get the shirt, then wait for the episode and find out why that is such a good shirt.
Yes. I actually do like that shirt. I'm looking forward to it.
What color did you get it in?
Black, probably. I don't remember. Black
or gray. I think I did mine in like the either the red or like the reddish brown so that it kind of matches.
That's smart.
That's good. Yeah. I think I got mine in yellow, like the mustard yellow color, maybe.
Nice.
We'll coordinate and wear it all the same day, same time we record.
Just start wearing our shirts during the recordings. And
I mean, why not?
Might as well. Yeah. Wrestlers do it. Why can't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Wear our own merch.
Joey, where can they find you at, bud?
You guys can find me on social media, Comic Book Rundown. I might eventually get back on there. I haven't been since like February, so that's why nothing's been updated since then. I actually think the last one I put up was, what was it? It wasn't Star Trek. No, Guyver. Guyver was the last one. So yeah, February.
Oh, damn. It's been a while.
The last one I
been a while.
Put up there. But yeah, we've got that over there. Like I said, you can email us, comicbookrundown@gmail.com, rate and review us on your podcasting of a choice. If you do, we'll put it on an upcoming episode. Like Ron said, we've got merch over Redbubble and TeePublic. I also have been doing Comic Book Rundown is back, and the last Friday of every month, an episode will drop. I know Ron and I,
Oh my God, Geiger sounded terrible, dude.
I couldn't do anything with it, man. I'm sorry.
No, I meant like my mic. Like,
yeah, I couldn't do it. Why do you think I'm loaning you my laptop? It was bad.
Yeah.
But like since then, I've got, I think, a DC one out and working on the next Marvel one. I honestly don't know. At time of recording, I'm still working on the notes for those. And man, they're just bad. Like it's they're not great, either one, but it is what it is. So we got that going on. Obviously, you know, getting franchised on last Sunday of the month. And then our song was done by Cam, formerly known as the Father Doctor. So our next movie, this one is a little interesting. Another one I've not seen. I've never seen before. It is based off of a manga. And this came out in 1996 called Fist of the North Star.
Oh, shit! We're watching Fist of the North Star?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen this. It's pretty rad.
I've
also
never seen it. So
it's real good. Fist of the North Star. I've watched this. It is brace yourselves. It is a bit slow, but when it gets going, it's pretty fucking rad.
Okay.
I'm a little mad at you if you didn't put Akira on here, but you put on Fist of the North Star. But that's fine. Because
Akira would have been back in the '80s. So.
Was it?
Yeah, 88.
It came out in 88, I think.
And it's Akira? Animated.
Yeah. The movie Akira came out in the '80s?
Yeah, 1988.
Wow, that's crazy. That is objectively a better looking movie than Fist of the North Star.
I mean, it's Japanese. Like they knew what they were doing back, you know, to still kind of know what they're doing, sort of.
I know, but that shit still holds up and Akira does not. Or Fist of the North Star does not. But anyway, but yeah, Fist of the North Star is fucking rad.
Is Fist of the North Star a cartoon?
Live action.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're watching the live action one?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were watching the animated one.
No, because could pull the animation stuff back in, but animation was a whole separate thing.
Right. Oh, that's why I got I've seen the animated version of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I was like, oh, that's super rad. Oh, this is gonna suck. Okay. All right.
Sorry. Kinda. No.
Is that it?
Hey, you know what? I didn't get a strike this week, so I'm happy. That's all. I was really worried.
Honestly, Ron, have you ever seen Pet Sematary?
I've seen the original one, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a good thing we didn't make you join that episode. I don't know if you know this, but there is Scooby-Doo.